This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
First down and goal to go at the 5-yard line of New Orleans. Number one red zone. Defense given off to Kareem Hunt. Following his blockers, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. The middle again blown wide open. And the Chiefs score on their first offensive drive of the game.
Chiefs radio with the call. They remain undefeated by making the New Orleans Saints making them look even more mortal, as they've lost 3 in a row now. 26-13, Kansas City. Jerry Jones live at 8:30. It's Sean, RJ, Bobby, and special guest appearance from Eric Chiafalo this morning before his appearance, where you can go and meet him for a Flactober hit at Lowe's 30 in Cockrell Hill in Dallas from 9 to 11 this morning. Before that, RJ Choppy, NFL overreactions or not.
Thank you, Sean Sharif. Let's get right to it. Joe Burrow is going to get Offensive Player of the Year on a team. Votes. On a team that wins 5 games. He won't win it. He'll get some votes.
So he's second in QBR. By the way, he threw an awful, I don't know how many people are talking about it. He threw a killer interception. He should get really blamed for against Baltimore. It was a crucial pick. Everyone's going to focus on 392, 5 touchdowns. I will as well, and kicking Zach Wilchuk's ass in fantasy. But on the year, 12 touchdowns, 2 picks. He's 6 in yards, 73.6 with the QBR. Who else is in the running for Offensive Player of the Year?
It's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry would be the lead right now, because Absolutely. He's probably not getting MVP. Offensive Player of the Year is usually like the, here's the non-quarterback award. Here's the best offensive player who wasn't a quarterback. So Derrick Henry will get the majority of the votes, but not an overreaction, because they're not going to hand the MVP to a Bengals team that's underperforming. But if Burrow's playing well enough, he'll get some votes.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably more the comeback player of the year, right? Won't he have an opportunity at that based off the injury situation?
How many games did he play last year?
10, so about half the season, a little over half the season.
Yeah, but I don't think that would qualify for comeback.
He's on pace for over 5,000 passing yards, 45 touchdowns, and 6 picks. So that's getting it done in a huge way. And the narrative is already out on how bad their defense is. So he's not getting much in the way of blame for any losing that they got going on. So I think he would get some votes.
Not an overreaction.
Okay, I agree. I don't think, I think Bobby's right. Derrick Henry's to lose, and That award has become the best non-quarterback Tyreek Hill award, or
Nico. I mean, Nico's almost, he's hurt, or he got hurt in that game. He's almost up 100 receiving yards on the second highest guy, which is Jamar.
Next one.
Baby oil Jamar.
It is Jameis time in Cleveland.
So this is a really complicated question. It should be Jameis time. I don't know if it will be because of the contract, because of the situation. Oh, will they actually do it? We know not to trust anyone. We're talking about quarterback changes. Just look at Carolina with what they did with Bryce Young and Andy Dalton. But I'm just going to keep it for this week. And this week, it should be Jameis, but I'm going to guess it's still going to be Watson.
Yeah, not an overreaction in terms of what it should be. Jameis is a better player right now than Deshaun Watson, but I think it will be. Watson will be the guy, but it's not an overreaction to think it's time for him to be out there.
Yeah, worst QBR in the NFL, worst in the NFL with yards, average yards per drop back, getting sacked at a ridiculous rate.
What's your theory on what happened to him? Because this is a great all-time sports mystery.
I think it's pretty clear. When your life is as much of a disaster as it was and it all comes to light, I mean, think like your skeletons have come out of the closet for the entire world to see. You have everything when you're not playing football is probably lawsuit here, lawsuit here, lawsuit there. No one in the world likes you. Yeah. How can you stay? You would have to be the most ridiculously.
You'd have to be a cold-blooded murderer.
Yes. Yeah. You have to be a bit of a psychopath for that not to completely affect you in everything that you do.
You have to be able to compartmentalize.
Yes. Tell us about it.
So, yeah, I mean, look, it is. I would be the one person in the NFL that could still do this, but I'll say this: his whole aura was the likable, fun guy.
Yes,
charitable.
He's not likable, right? And it doesn't look like he can have fun anymore because he knows. Like, can he command a huddle?
Right.
Yeah. How many of his guys in his own huddle even respect him?
So, like, his play, his ability to throw the football probably hasn't changed, but he's not fun, he's not likable, and he's probably not respected.
By the way, the Cleveland Browns are not happy with the development that happened yesterday. The latest lawsuit got resolved quick. So that's from Tony Busby representing this female. So
does Tony have time to represent all these people? He's representing the Diddy women and now this?
We should get him on. That way Watson won't come on with us, just like the other quarterback. So it's virtually impossible for
interviewing attorneys.
It's virtually, my joke was, you don't have to interject with every damn joke I make and top it to be the funny guy. My joke was funny on its own. You don't have to sit there and overshadow me. So now it's impossible for the league to conduct a meaningful investigation.
Yeah.
Therefore, no suspension. Therefore, not getting out of this nightmare deal.
Correct. Yeah, because it's new allegations, right? That was the whole thing. That was the out that everybody had, that Cleveland had. New allegations. Yep. And if he just settles it, and I assume there's an NDA, right? That's the assumption. New allegations, and there's not going to be any interview.
$92 million owed for the next 2 years. Guaranteed. Wow. 92. Overreactions or not?
Next one. Aaron Rodgers is cooked.
Not an overreaction. Thank goodness he got hurt last year.
I can read, though.
May have lost the Bobby Belt bet, but that went like a fart in the wind. Does not matter anymore. Yes, this thing is about to be over and done. And if Devontae Adams is smart, which he wasn't, going to Vegas, he would look in other directions.
Yeah, I top your jokes and I top your football takes too. Aaron Rodgers has been cooked for about 3 years. Everybody was saved the embarrassment last year of him going down three plays in of having to see that he was cooked last year pre-injury. But yeah, he's a fine quarterback. Like he's somebody who, if you need him to step out there and be a part of a winning offense, he can contribute to that. He is not a difference maker anymore.
Oh, he's definitely not a difference maker. I think he still could be like a league average type player.
I think part of the problem, I mean, he's as old as he is off that injury, first and foremost, and he's in an awful offense, but he wants to be in that offense. He's in an old school offense in a day and age now where, sorry, dude, you can't just be static and run a bunch of slants all the time. That's not how you win in the NFL right now.
So I thought of Rodgers when Bobby asked, and if you were that football smart, you would have kept him out of the playoffs, but you didn't have the balls to do that. You picked him to make it like us. But when Bobby said, how old are you? What makes you think of that? I just thought of Rodgers this weekend with the memes that went around with him on all fours crawling.
Gosh.
And I just went to Twitter. Aaron Rodgers crawling like he needs a revive in Fortnite. Peyton, you have to explain that to me. Aaron Rodgers crawling like that fish in SpongeBob who was shouting, food, water, atmosphere at the Krusty Krab. Someone said, I'd say it's time for Rodgers to be a family man, but he has no wife or children and his family hates him.
That's the best one. That's the best one.
I was thinking of him crawling slowly.
It was like a perfect depiction of what Jets fans have felt like for the last 50 years. Yeah. Just pure misery.
Through five games, the Jets have scored as many points this year as they did last year.
Someone tweeted, what's the difference between him and Zach Wilson again?
I mean, yeah. Look, he will throw every, like, fifth throw, you'll see, like, the flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
Like, the really great, oh, he still's got it. But, I mean, he doesn't move around well. He's not willing to stand in there and take hits, so he's getting rid of the ball so much faster.
He overthrew Garrett Wilson on a game winner the other day against Minnesota, too. So, I mean, he doesn't have the touch the same
anyone
way.
Has anyone been more protected than freaking Nathaniel Hackett? And anytime you want to argue as a listener, what are y'all doing? You didn't play football. Just remember, Aaron Rodgers vouched multiple times for the football intelligence and acumen of Nathaniel Hackett, who the rest of the league thinks is a joke and whose offense is thinking, uh-oh.
That was the biggest fight Broadus and Chiafalo have ever had was over Eric sticking up for Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, you were sticking up for him.
I was only... I,
what time's your remote? Back to being a football show. Why were you sticking up for him?
No, it was when Sean Payton just completely undressed him in the USA Today.
Oh, that was over decency.
I was just saying Payton shouldn't have said that. He wasn't wrong with anything he said. He shouldn't have done it.
Jerry Jones live at 8:30, but let's unleash. Someone in the room has diamond calves. Who is it?
Thank you.
Baseball.
It ain't me.
RJ Choppy's baseball diamond calves, then Jerry Jones right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
2-2, Sweeney takes off, fly ball, right field. This one's deep. Going back is Brennan. He's looking up, and it's gone! Oh, man! Kerry Carpenter with two outs in the ninth. A three-run bomb, and the Tigers take the lead 3-0.
I do believe that's going to be Tigers radio with the call. It's very well done.
Peyton engineering that last night.
Well done engineering job there by the Tigers radio. What a finish to that one. It was scoreless into the ninth, and the Tigers get a three-run home run off Class A, the best closer in the game, who was only in that position because of their stupid manager. Okay? Stupid. Matthew Boyd goes 4 2/3, 72 pitches. He was shoving. He was dealing. There was no reason to take him out of that game. But managers got to manage, and GMs want to be managers, so they took him out. And what does that do? It extends everybody else to the bullpen. Now you got to cover five innings instead of maybe three. And that means you got to bring Class A in for a four-out save in the eighth inning. And what did that do? He comes in. He's all amped up. He gets out of it, and then he goes and sits down for 11 minutes, and then he tries to come back out and get amped up again. It's a very difficult thing. Four-out saves are really, really tough to do in the postseason. That's why only the special people, like Mariano Rivera, excel at them.
And Aroldis Chapman.
And Chapman would, too. I mean, not maybe last year,
yeah.
But over the course of his career, he's been fine. But that's the problem, right? You go there, you're all amped up, and then you go sit down, and then you got to come back out and get amped up again, and he couldn't do it. And they lose.
So the Tigers and Royals draw even, but my excitement is for tonight because it feels like the National League series have all the spice.
Well, they do. I mean, they've got the top four teams basically are in it. Whereas the American League, you had Houston get upset, you had Baltimore get upset. So it's a little bit different. You got three AL Central teams in there, and then the Yankees.
But Profar, the Dodgers, the stoppage the other night. Dude. Mets, Phillies, comebacks, Bryce Harper yelling, screaming the intensity.
It's going to be so fun. The Padres are a big favorite tonight over the Dodgers, -155. And they got Michael King starting, who in his playoff start, his first ever playoff start, had 12 strikeouts last week. And it's going to be, Walker Buehler is going to go opposite him, who got his watch stolen, $100,000 watch stolen the other day.
Out of his locker?
I don't think it was out of his locker.
Is this a Colorado locker?
I think he was robbed. I think he was robbed out of it.
Shohei's new interpreter.
Absolutely.
Boy, Rangers have built a hell of a playoff roster here with Class A and Profar and Cole Reagans.
Here we go. Don't be that guy. Don't be that jackass.
Yeah, they won the World Series. They won the World Series last year.
And Profar had enough time here, and he knows this, and so did Reagans.
And he did. Yeah, but those three innings you got from Kluber, that was really solid for the Class A deal, or whatever it was.
Three innings. It was a half inning.
Half an inning. That's cool.
I'll never forget how good he looked in that. Sunday
he looks phenomenal,
best blue,
he looks phenomenal that half an inning.
And then he comes back and goes a no-no.
Yeah. The next year.
Son of a gun.
So but today, don't worry. Okay, so first of all, the game's at 4:00. Phillies Mets 4:00. 8:00. Dodgers Padres. You will know exactly when Shohei Ohtani comes up. Because they will have the graphic as they had in games 1 and 2.
The betting line?
No. What they have is they have a graphic on the TV. It says three hitters until Shohei Ohtani's next at bat.
Yeah. They're teasing ahead.
Are
you serious?
Dead serious.
I don't remember that ever being done.
Yeah, I've never seen it either. There's people were memeing it and faking it last night on the Royals Yankees game and saying 24 hours at 48 minutes they'll show Shohei Ohtani.
And I love that he stepped up in game one of his playoff career right in Bobby's face with the three-run shot. Big time players making the big time plays.
Line drive missile too.
Yeah.
Missile.
Super humble home run though.
I think by the way, cut 25 is what you've been looking for. on the cut sheet that you just made Peyton redo? Isn't that Jazz? Is that what you wanted?
Oh, yeah, that is.
You got to read the cut sheet.
Well, yeah, I was looking for Jazz here. Why are we labeling it Angels? Angels aren't talking in this.
Yeah, thing. That's Chris Strong.
See, I was looking for Jazz. I was looking for Jazz. So this is.
Does your show read their cut sheets?
I don't think
you probably are the most guilty of not doing it.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Oh, man. Italian.
So poor Wash.
Saying Italians can't read?
No, I'm saying
Italians
Italian
are illiterate? Yeah, I know you're saying
we kind of are. We kind of are.
Oh, you are.
It's the choice we make, though. Choice. We decide that.
Right, absolutely. poor Ron Washington and the LA Angels just sitting there enjoying missing the postseason yet again, watching Mike Trout's career already have been wasted. Wasting Shohei Ohtani in the first half of his career. And then here comes Jazz Chisholm, who was banished to Miami for his entire career until the last 3 months. Just take an absolute nuke at the Angels.
I mean, we all know Dugo's the dog, man. I mean, he's been in moments. He's played for big teams before. This isn't anything new to him. I mean, I think I was just talking to someone earlier, like 2 seconds ago before I got over here, that he lives for this. He's played in big cities before. He played in Boston. He played in L.A., and I'm not talking about the Angels, you know what I mean? So, for me, he's been doing it. I mean, he's almost a career 300 hitter. He's been here before. He's been in the lights, and I love it. You know, Doogie's my guy, so I'm always going to have his back.
Just a shot. Just a random stray. So unnecessary.
Well, he called the Royals lucky last night.
What is that? I think I was talking just 2 seconds ago.
You know you were talking.
I can't believe this guy was a cover boy.
Of MLB The Show. Yeah. He had a home run last night in the ninth inning. Other than that, I mean, like, there was a limited offense yesterday in the AL. 4 runs was the most runs any team scored in the postseason last night. All division series right now are tied at a game apiece. That's the first time it's ever happened. We're all four in the division series are tied at 1. Do you want the Shohei ball or do you want the MLB? You want to try to guess the MLB jerseys top 20?
Let's go jerseys.
All right. So here we go. We've got the top. Just name me 10.
10
name
of the top.
10 of the top 20 jersey sales.
That were sold this year?
That were sold this year.
Judge.
Judge and Shohei.
Ohtani.
Yep.
Those are easy. Mookie Betts.
Yep.
Bryce Harper.
Yep.
Acuna.
All right, so you guys have got the top 4.
I thought you didn't watch baseball.
These are just the easy. These are the easy names.
No.
Acuna.
Yep. Yeah, the top 6.
Whew. Screw you, Bassick. Witt. Witt has to be there.
Nope.
Whoa.
Wow.
Kansas City.
Right after he's haunted Bassick too.
Give me some Wyatt Langford in there.
Not Wyatt.
Garrett Cole.
Nope.
Pepe, you want to chime in here? Awesome.
Chris Sale.
Nope.
Spencer Strider.
Nope.
Tatis.
Tatis is on there.
Tatis,
nine.
There Machado. You go.
Machado, yes, number 16.
All right, run down the rest.
All right, so
Jerry Jones not going to wait for our baseball list.
Soto, Altuve, Tatis, Arenado, Seager, Vlad Jr., Trey Turner, Ellie De La Cruz, Alonso, Machado, Jose Ramirez, Freeman, Kershaw, Adley Rutschman. So then, like, you could guess the top 10 in the NFL. Like
yeah, that. But I think those are pretty familiar names.
Those are familiar names. Those are familiar names. They're just not like necessarily the household names you might go with.
Jerry Jones. Are you taking off?
Yeah, I'm Dunsky.
All right, where are you going? Where are you going to be?
Lowe's, West Dallas, 1710 Chalk Hill Road. I'll have G-Bag flags, and I'll have free breakfast for you.
Chia follow 9 to 11 right now. Jerry Jones next with Sean and RJ. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby on your home of America's team. 105.3 The Fan, and it is also your home for Jerry Jones. Every Tuesday at this time, he hops on with the KMC Masterpiece Fridays at 10:30, and Jerry is brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. What a teammate move. What a baller move from Eric Chiafalo to come in here before his appearance this morning with G-Bag flags, and then he's going to work G-Bag. So he came in here at 6 o'clock. 2.5 hours, appearance, and then he's going to work his show today.
Like the anti-Peyton Russell, just loading up work after work after work.
Flagtober with Chiafalo at Lowe's this morning, 9 to 11. He's going to have breakfast for you. Lowe's 30 in Cockrell Hill in Dallas with the Whataburger themed merchandise.
I thought Peyton gave the thumbs up there. It was a different finger.
Yeah.
Oh, that was for me?
Yes, that he raised. That was, I assume, for you.
Well, he can multitask. Now we at least know we can do that. So that's good.
Man.
Interesting, though. He's a left-handed phone talker. I can't use a phone out of my left hand, out of my left ear.
Well, I think he's trying to maintain eye contact with us, I think. Because if he went right hand.
Yeah, you gotta turn.
You can't see us.
Still. I
You're a righty, right, Pepe?
You're a right-handed phone?
Yeah, I am.
Right. Oh, and he talked while holding the phone. Anything for airtime.
Anything.
Well, we know he's well rested, so he's got
talking to Jerry Jones. No big deal.
He's got the phone off, talking to Jerry Jones. No big deal. College football kegger, all bad. Thanks to the Tolos who sent me this phone call, this Alabama phone call at 9 o'clock. We'll go around the rest of the NFL at 9:20. Then we will crosstalk with K and C at 9:40. Is there 0% chance? Bobby, give us the update on Nealon injury-wise, and is there 0% chance that Micah plays this week against Detroit?
I would say it's not likely, but it's not a 0% chance, I guess. I mean, Micah's going to do everything he can to get ready, and that'll be essentially a 2.5-week rest period to get over it. But yeah, Marshawn Nealon, that's a torn meniscus, and he is going to be out probably 6 to 8 weeks at this point.
Oh.
Which is tough for them. They've taken a lot of abuse there on the defensive line.
And they're bringing in Todd Archer with the report. Denzel Mims, a former second-round pick who was with Carolina in training camp, is working out for the Cowboys today. What do you know about Mims?
I know that he has been not a very good football player anywhere he's gone, and it's caused him to bounce around the league a little bit.
He's young, man.
Did they already work him out in the past?
I think they did last year. Yeah, they've been tied to him a bunch in different trades, trade rumors, and things like that.
He's from Dangerfield. Where's that?
I don't know. He's a Baylor guy. That's what I know. That's about it. Trained out here in Frisco. I was with him when he was training for the draft.
3 years in the league, Choppy. 42 catches. Has not yet scored a touchdown. Second round pick.
I like the idea of bringing in high draft picks, though. There's obviously a skill set there that was warranting a pick in the first or second or third round, whenever, depending on the player. In this case, it was a second round. So, I mean, I'm all for it. Bring these guys in, see what they can do. Maybe you get them with a good quarterback. Because let's be fair, I mean, you're playing with bad quarterbacks. You know, that's not a good friend of a receiver. And we could be fooled when guys like, the elite of the elites, a Jefferson or whatever, puts up numbers regardless of the quarterback. It's much more difficult for your 2 and 3 receivers to put up good numbers with the back.
He was with Jared Goff.
When?
Last year. They cut him.
But he's like the fifth receiver on that team.
Did KNC, I didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing, did they ask Steven about what it would take to get an NFL game postponed, canceled? Did you? Oh, Corey says no. Okay. I want to ask Jerry that. Like, what would it have taken? Did he know sitting there, no matter what, if it was midnight or 1 a.m., that they were playing that game in Pittsburgh?
You would think so, but I mean, at some point, it's got to be like we're losing our TV audience, isn't it? So, like, at some point, you're losing more money, I would think, and so you'd want to delay it.
I mean, at 9 o'clock or at, what was it, 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, 9:45 when the game started. I mean, there's very few people that were going to be awake at 1 a.m.
Throw the money into the pot. How much money would you give me to tell Jerry Jones you're too late and we can't do it?
None? No, I don't know.
Wow, you're so scared. You're so mouthy every other part of the show, and then when it comes to the Cowboys.
Well, I've learned what my aggression gets me, which is potentially a broken little bone in my wrist or my hand.
Oh, so. My hamate bone problem now, Bobby?
I don't know.
Is that right
there
on the
side? Right here.
You think it would bring me no greater joy if you broke something in your hand from your little hissy fit earlier?
It hurts so much.
It does?
It does.
Shut up. Jerry's on. Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you? Still celebrating?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm not still celebrating, but I'm still happy, I'll tell you. That was an exciting win for us. And boy, I looked out there, and I remember going up to Pittsburgh when we opened up with Deion Sanders making a big interception, and had a lot of memories for me. Playing the few games that we've played up there at Pittsburgh, so it was a big win for us.
What were your emotions during the final drive, Jerry? That was a $60 million drive. Dak completely flipped the script. Just honestly, what were the emotions throughout those final few minutes?
Well, I don't know about, yeah, I don't know about all that for sure, what all you just said, but I know that I was very disappointed when we took the ball back, handed it to the running back 4 yards back behind the line of scrimmage and got stopped. We were right up there with the foot to go, and so I wanted to sneak that thing in Philadelphia style, push the quarterback in, if you will. But other than that, it was great to see Dak have that great play under those kind of circumstances, that kind of pressure, made up for what we some of the things that he was being criticized earlier in the game.
Jerry, talk to us about Jalen Tolbert, his development. What else you can share with us about him stepping in, hopefully, to that Brandon Cooks role?
Well, he comes from a great football family. His dad is a football coach. It's a matter of confidence for him. He's certainly had the talent from the get-go. I remember when we drafted him, we were excited to have him there. And he's finally been able to have the kind of game or the kind of plays that build confidence. He's got a big future ahead of him.
Jerry, why do you think that development has been a little slower for Jalen Tolbert? Is it just a matter of getting reps?
I don't know that he's had slow development. And candidly, you say, well, this is in his third year. But again, those things happen. You know, I'm a believer that there's a lot of players that have the ability to play football in the NFL that don't get those opportunities. Then they have the adverse things come their way, injury. And there are a lot of people that can and have had the opportunity to play in the NFL, just didn't get the chance.
Jerry Jones here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Speaking of wide receivers, what can you tell us about Denzel Mims, your workout with him today, if true, and your interest in him?
Well, we just continue to look for depth and don't ever pay any attention to the players that come through here working out. They particularly aren't pointed. We're in a good spot. We're here in Dallas. We can work out a lot of players. This is kind of a central point in the country, and we're all the time wanting to keep up with where players are relative to their health, their conditioning, and just, if you will, look at them. And so we do a lot of that without any specific position in mind.
Jerry, do you like those kind of tough games you just had to play where you've got injuries going in, you get more guys injured during the game, but you still got to find a way to navigate a win? Do you like those? Are they good character-building games?
I like any opportunity we have to play young players. And, of course, I don't like the fact that we have to do that because of injury. But I do like to see these young players play because you have to handicap a team. You know, your season is 1.5 college seasons long. I used to say 2 college seasons long. So you take a player that's at one level of maturation or one level of capability when we start a training camp, and you take it all the way through to January of the next year, if you will, and you've got a guy that has really evolved. By the same token, sometimes those veterans might depreciate as far as their talent level is concerned. And so you're continually wanting to see these guys get on the field. That's just a part of the process and a part of building a solid team.
Well, Jerry, that makes me think of Rico Dowdle and the game that he had Sunday night. You guys have been answering a lot of running back questions. That felt like some justification in what you guys have been saying about, let's just get some more opportunities versus all the Dalvin Cook questions and the other noise. How much did you like that game from Rico?
Well, first of all, Rico, in my mind, has always been a violent running back. I'll use that word, that strong term. But, boy, he really knows how to get in the hole and get there quick. And his issue has always been availability, injury, one thing or the other. And consequently, it's good to see him sustain through these 4 games. Really, if you will, the punishment that a running back takes. But it's not surprising to see him doing well. We've always thought that his ability to run with the ball is outstanding. He had to work on his protections. He had to work on the other things that running backs have to do. So he's going to really help us as we get on into the year.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 through the Fan. You could see CD jawing at Dak on the sideline. It's not the first time it's happened. Is there an issue there between the two during the game, a competitive issue?
Well, again, it's nice to that's the beauty of television. That's the beauty of the way we present these games in the NFL, the way it works on the sideline. But, man, I've never been around a sideline, but what you didn't have some jawing going back and forth between players, coaches, all the people involved in the game. It's a physical game. It's a game where each one's relying on the other. And you certainly have it going back and forth. The other thing, sometimes it looks like that there's some expression going on that's not necessarily one that is easily interpreted. You can have some pretty serious looks out there, and you can't tell what they might be saying. They may be saying, I love you.
Jerry, you know, you talk about...
In fact, that probably said a lot. Yep.
Jerry, you talk about availability and injuries when you're talking about Rico Dowdle's biggest challenge. Looking at some of the availability and injuries you have, let's start with Tyler Guyton. He had come out of that game, obviously had to miss most of the remainder of that game. Where does he stand right now heading into this week against Detroit?
Well, we'll take a look at it at practice, but my thoughts would be that he's got a good chance to play against Detroit.
And, you know, we've been talking about it. I know we're getting closer to the end of the timeline. How close are we getting towards the potential return of Deron Bland?
Well, I don't think he'll get there this week, but I think that he's on schedule, and we had thought certainly after the bye. But we'll see how he works out there this week, too. It's not impossible.
And I know Mike is always going to be a competitive one, try to push to play. Is that another one where you're going to kind of be evaluating during the practice week to see his availability?
Well, we will always be when they're this close, yes, they'll be evaluated carefully, and that's iffy. But we'll see again how it works out this week. These days are critical.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. So, Jerry, when we talk about these injuries, a lot of what's been said has been guys behind these starters need to step up and step in and play a big role. At what point with the number of injuries you guys have sustained do you start saying, well, we have to replace these bodies because we're just getting hit so hard with so many injuries?
We start that early. We start that in the spring, and that's what you got your practice squad for. That's what you got your depth on the regular roster for. If you're not preparing for injury, depth pressure, if you're not doing that, you're not doing your job in the NFL because you have injuries. That's part of the game.
Jerry, has the volume been turned up, though, on you guys having to shop outside of the building to replace some of these bodies?
No, that'd be wrong to say turned up. The volume's always up. It better be up.
Jerry, I got one more injury question, if I may. These guys have really dropped the ball on it, if you know what I mean. But Tyler Smith was talking about Tolbert, and he said, I'm going to read you the quote here, he sprained his nuts. How do you sprain your nuts?
Well, again, I'm not going to really go into all of the ways. We don't have time. I mean, you can do it stepping off a curb.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you can do it at midnight.
I knew you wouldn't let us down. I knew you wouldn't let us down. Jerry, I have a league question. I have a league question with the weather the other night. Was there ever any chance in your mind that the game got pushed to Monday? What does it take weather-wise in the NFL from a time standpoint for a game to get postponed rather than just push it back 2-3 hours to play it that day?
Yeah, very extreme circumstances, that is the order of things, is to replace it earlier in the week. The games that I've seen replaced were usually the only weather condition I've ever seen that I can remember is lightning. Then, of course, we had the game postponed with the injury at Buffalo last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago. But bottom line, those are rare occurrences. Boy, that's one thing we take a lot of pride in. The game is a game that should be played when the conditions are there and the elements. And so you don't have it much, but I thought that was an extreme situation we had the other night, to delay that for national television, to delay that hour and a half.
Jerry, how happy were you for Coach McCarthy getting that win back home in front of all the friends and family?
Well, it's a magical thing to sit with Mike and talk about his growing up in Pittsburgh. And it was so unique, and he was so blessed to have such a wonderful family, a mom and dad that just really were just the ideal American family in my mind. And that's not necessarily easy street either. As you know, his dad's a public servant, fireman, but policeman for sure. And then they had that great all-American life of growing up in a bar. And his dad had a bar. And, of course, those are all the stories that you can imagine, all the people stories that are around there. That's where Mike, in my mind, gets all his people skills, is from his experience as a young man, as well as his mother and dad's input.
Jerry, I saw a headline where Coach said he thinks the team is starting to find their identity after that Steelers win. Five games in, what would you say is the identity of the 2024 Cowboys so far?
Well, I'd like to think that grit that they showed last night, or Sunday night, and that just refusing to take no for an answer, that's something that we did experience it, and so we can build off of it because it happened to us. It happened for us. And we had parts of that we'd like to take back from execution, from penalties, a lot of good things that would give you promise that if you can correct them, you can be a better team. We have some outstanding players. We've got a chance, in my mind, to evolve and be there ready at the end with the qualifications to get in the playoffs and maybe go further than we've been going.
Jerry, CeeDee Lamb was such a big-time player for you guys in the second half of games last year. So far this year, he's just got four catches for 25 yards in the second half. Is there something you guys can do to kind of jumpstart his production more in the second half of these games?
Well, I like the conversation because this time last year we were talking about getting more production in the first half, get him going early. And so when they're going early and you get them going early, then the conversation naturally is, well, why can't we get him going late? The game, the defenses, how the opponent is approaching it, all of that is impacting Bob. I haven't had anybody question whether or not we're trying to maximize the use of CeeDee Lamb, and he shouldn't. But this, when to get him going, when to not get him going, get him a catch, get him involved early. I guess I've heard that again, another one of those that I've heard since I was in junior high. Get them going early.
Jerry, it's Detroit week, and y'all played a classic last year at AT&T, and you know a lot of us thought that it was a destiny to meet in the playoffs, but obviously it didn't happen. Is this one of those games where you've had circled on the schedule to start the year, kind of like an early season measuring stick?
Well, this is just a game against a franchise that are doing an outstanding job up there. I've got one of the favorite coaches of everybody, plus one of ours too, since he's a former player. And but I'm a big fan of the Detroit organization. When I was thinking about being in the NFL, I thought, my goodness, they're the Ford family. Just really one of the iconic stories of what has made America special. It really meant something to me for to get involved. We're an actual member of the Ford family. The founder of the assembly line was sitting around the table when we had meetings. So it's a pleasure to just play the organization. I know the Ford family well. And, of course, as you well know, I'm endeared to the Ford family of North Texas and Texas and the automobile industry. And sell Fords myself at places in Arkansas and Brazil, really. And so the bottom line is it's got a lot of meaning for me to be playing Detroit.
How long did it take you to film all those TV commercials that we're seeing you and the family in?
Well, I don't know a length of time because that just exactly length, but I know I had a lot of fun doing it. And went up to where Don Meredith was raised, and we did it up on a ranch up in that area, and that was a great experience for it, and probably I'd get a chance to do that again. But it was a lot of fun, and they didn't get half of them the way I was cutting up out there and doing all that stunt driving.
With all the donuts and everything. Jerry,
go ahead.
Jerry, sorry. Last one coming in from the great Brian Broadus, so it actually may not be a great question. He said, can you ask Jerry if they would consider opening the roof for the Lions game to give Detroit some heat with the temperatures in the 90s for maybe some Cowboy home field advantage?
Yeah, tell Brian we got a lot more to worry about facing Detroit than that item. Concentrate on getting down there and looking at some film and get with it.
That was better than the sprained nut answer. Jerry?
Tell him hello. Please tell him hello. And guys, I'm getting ready to get on the helicopter just this second, just stepping onto it.
Go ahead.
And I'm headed out to Arlington, and we're going to, at 10 o'clock today, we're going to announce our Indy Series partnership with the Rangers and Roger Penske, and to have the Grand Prix of Arlington. That's going to be open wheel racing all over Arlington this year, and in March 26, really. But the bottom line is that we're excited about what we can do, a takeoff off the Formula One thing, but using the great Penske name and the great iconic Indy Racing that he stands for. And so we're going out there to have a little celebration memorial for it this morning.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. Congrats on the win. Thanks for the radio gold. Have a good flight, Jerry.
You bet, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
I saw the I saw that about the Indy race coming there. That's going to be pretty cool as they navigate around both the stadiums in Arlington. It's going to be really awesome.
Oh, that was good. A lot of laughs today, but even more laughs in the second college football kegger. You got to listen to this fan freak out. Not Bobby, but someone else who didn't break their hand this morning after this.
To get you over the QC Kinetics, get you healthy and keep you healthy, boys or girls. You've been dealing with joint pain. It doesn't matter if it's from arthritis or an injury. Knees, hips, back, shoulders, elbows, ankles, what they've done to the Metroplex, nothing short of amazing. Tens of thousands of your friends, your neighbors have gotten real lasting relief, myself included. Right elbow, right shoulder, left elbow, left shoulder pain. I had it from years of golf and working out, and it just, man, it got to the point where I couldn't even grip a water bottle. But now I'm 100%. 100% in both my extensor tendon and my bicep tendon and my shoulder. No more tendonitis, all because of QC Kinetics. If you have arthritis, they can help. If you have an injury, they can help. They take the healing properties from your own body, concentrate them into the areas where you're in pain, right to the source of that pain. Stop putting it off. I mean, you're in and out of there in 30 to 45 minutes, and you feel 100% basically in two sessions. It's fantastic. 972-972-8610, QC Kinetics. 972-972-8610, Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano, Grapevine, and Richardson, QC Kinetics. 972-972-8610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.